Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Friday, July 16th. I'm Sarah Wright. The deadline to file petitions for the referenda opposing 2218, the county's new cannabis cultivation ordinance, is fast approaching. Employees of a pro-ordinance group shadow volunteer signature gatherers and counter their arguments as they urge voters to sign to get the item on the ballot to repeal the ordinance in part or in full. Documents showing financial support for the pro-ordinance group are still not available, but the steering committee includes Joshua Keats of Henry's Original, Amanda Ryman of Flo Canna, vineyard owner Heath Dolan, John Schaefer, formerly of Real Goods, and Willits schoolteacher Shauna Jevons. Passions are running high on all sides, with some volunteer signature gatherers for the referendum claiming that the paid workers of the pro-ordinance group are resorting to intimidation. Leo Buck, the pro-ordinance campaign advisor, said his field staff have come in for screaming and harassment, too. Ron Edwards, a nursery owner in Willits, described his view of the situation to the Board of Supervisors this week.
I have never seen the discourse in the county as high as it is, with citizens out not really clear on which reference and which referendum item, and to have people calling the police on each other and screaming matches. It's just a level of discourse that, you know, based on the plan of the expansion of 2, 5, and 10, that we could have left the 10% out. And it might have, in my opinion, it would have avoided a lot of what we've got going on right now.
Edward is making an argument for the Small is Beautiful referendum, which seeks to repeal a provision allowing for 10% of qualifying parcels to be used for cannabis cultivation. In an attempt to sort out who's doing what, the Redwood Valley Municipal Advisory Council held a forum on the referenda and the ordinance on Wednesday night, with First District Supervisor Glenn McGordy arguing on the county's behalf. McGordy lit up a discussion among policy watchers on Monday when he wrote a letter saying he is 100% committed to a lengthy list of amendments and actions, including a full programmatic environmental impact review on all cannabis cultivation in the county. The board passed the ordinance at the end of last month, barely making a state deadline to get it on the books before a requirement for an EIR kicked in. He insists that the new ordinance will include rigorous environmental protections. But Ellen Drell, speaking on behalf of the People's Referendum to Save Our Water, Wildlife, and Way of Life, says the new ordinance is all about one thing.
This ordinance is about expansion. Even if you strip away the 10% expansion, it quadruples what is allowed right now. And I have a lot to say about what we're left with if we abandon this ordinance, or if we set this ordinance aside. We're left with our existing ordinance, which is fundamentally sound.
But Michael Katz, the executive director of the Mendocino Cannabis Alliance, weighed in against both referenda. 10A17, the ordinance that preceded 2218, relies on a ministerial permitting process that doesn't cut it with the state. It's the discretionary permit process, which involves the Planning Commission and notice to neighbors, that's key to bringing the county's ordinance into alignment with state law. Katz worries that growers who are partway to their state license could be stranded in a legal limbo. He talked about why he stepped into the fray after advocating for smaller caps.
But ultimately, our decision is because of the potential concerns that we have for these hundreds of existing operators that are being they're held in the crux of this question right now. Because if either of these referendums go through, specifically if Ellen's referendum goes through, and potentially if Charles's referendum goes through, the ordinance could be suspended or revoked. And in either case, that would potentially stop these hundreds of existing operators who may need this ordinance to move forward into their annual permitting.
Charles Sargenti, representing Small is Beautiful, thinks the new ordinance is mostly sound.
Well, I'm sure it comes as no surprise that we think the main problem with the ordinance is it allows for 10% cultivation of parcel area. And the obvious solution for that is just to get rid of that footnote. We certainly feel that rangeland is being protected ever since Supervisor McGordy brought forth his 10-point memo, and it went from 750,000 acres of rangeland opening up to nothing opening up in rangeland that hasn't been cultivated prior. So there's no new pristine rangeland being cultivated, and we think that's fine. We also feel like we need this new ordinance because it has a pathway for certain legacy farmers that may not be able to fulfill their CEQA requirements otherwise.
In her personal opinion, Durrell conceded that there might have been the possibility for a compromise at one point.
There was a time when one of the supervisors suggested that the ordinance eliminate all the expansion. I mean, the quadrupling of allowed sites right now and the opening of rangeland, and just left in the new process of permitting to see if that works. And that, to a great extent, dealt with the issues that I was concerned about, certainly, and that others in our group were concerned about. It didn't deal with all of them because the county planning department and cannabis unit have had nothing but a record of failure in enforcing our existing ordinance and have completely bungled the process of permitting. And we really don't think they should be given all the discretion that this use permit process gives them. But that would have been something to negotiate about. But as long as expansion was in this new ordinance, in the face of a drought, in the face of fires, and in the face of public outcry, it was just irresponsible.
Amendments and an EIR could be in the future for 2218 if it survives the referenda. Compromise, according to McGordy, is always possible. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.